You are listening to the Crazy Brave Songwriter Podcast. This is a podcast about the magic of making music one song at a time. My name is Lisa M. Arreguin. I'm happy to be your host for today. Krista Marina is a musical force to be reckoned with as a multi-talented singer, songwriter, music producer, and instrumentalist. In this episode, Krista shares how she creates and produces music that represents her distinctive personal style. Listen closely with all ears as she shares lots of information on style, creating songs from the ground up, and how she navigates the craft. She talks about two songs in this episode, the song On This Wave and the song Clinkin'. Both tunes lyrically remind us of the value of human connection. Now, it's important to note that since we've cut this show, Krista's music is not surprisingly soaring on various music platforms. You'll want to check out the show links in this episode to keep up on this rising star.
Check one, two, check one, two. Testing, testing. On this way.
My introduction to music was Armenian music, growing up always hearing it in the household. And I think that really shaped how I view music, how I listen, because it's so intricate and so detailed and there are so many different layers. And I started really taking it seriously in high school. I auditioned and joined this, I call it School of Rock, but in real life, essentially is what it was. It was called Music, Media, and Entertainment Technology. And it was foundational in making me realize that I could do this, you know, really pursue this seriously and make it, you know, my dream, my living. And that was really transformative for me because I was presented with the tools and the tips and the teachings of how to make that happen. I think for a while, I resisted the urge to let that Armenian influence show up in my music. Because along my journey, there were people that told me, you have to pick a lane. And that lane had to look like one thing and one thing only. Like, let's say it was pop music. And so, you know, in the beginning, there were people that told me, it's got to be pop, so everything has to fit this mold. And as I found my own voice as an artist, I started to realize that when they say, you know, try to find that one thing, that one lane, that doesn't mean picking one genre. It means finding that one thing that is you and magnifying that. And because being Armenian, listening to Armenian music is and always has been such a big part of my life, that it started to feel not genuine to not include that influence in my music. And so as I started getting more confident in my own production as well, was at the same time where I started involving more of those elements into my music, into my writing. And I feel that I've struck this balance now that really powerfully represents who I am within my music. You know, both the American Western R&B influences, as well as the subtle Middle Eastern and Armenian influences, and finding that combination. I grew up also performing a lot of Armenian music. I was in choir, etc., and I missed it. I missed performing Armenian songs. And the second part was that I felt a little bit of imposter syndrome trying to be this archetype pop artist. It didn't feel genuine to me. It felt like something was missing. And I soon realized it was that Armenian element, that cultural element that is so embedded in me that wasn't showing up in the music that made it feel like something was missing. And it was the perfect sort of piece to complete the sound. Wonder if I'm the only one feeling this way. Tell me I'm not the only one on this wave, on this wave. I've been lucky to work with a lot of producers over the years. I remember in the beginning too, I was very driven to find that producer, that like one person that understood the sound and would help me craft it over time and sort of be that production partner. But over time, I felt that there was this sound that I heard in my head that I had trouble articulating. And the producers I worked with are all so talented in their own right, but I had trouble sort of nailing the sound that I heard in my head for my music. And I think part of that was the cultural element that I was raised with, and that was hard to articulate for other people. And so what I started doing was I started producing my own demos to try to sort of get those ideas out of my head and into something tangible, to something people could listen to. And over time, I realized that I started to feel more connected to my own demos. I loved that production with other people. I love that process. I love collaborating, and I always will continue to do that. But in terms of finding the stuff that was truly my sound, it was in my demos, that little piece of magic that I felt like, this is me in my music. And I just kept working on that craft until, fast forward to today, I feel comfortable producing my own music. It's also made me feel more confident as a female being in the studio setting to articulate what I want to hear and really have it be a team effort if I'm working with another engineer or another producer or another artist. It also makes me feel more empowered to be part of every step of the process. When people ask me about my process, I wish I had a pretty clean answer, but I don't, because my process isn't pretty or clean. It really varies in terms of what comes first, the lyrics, the melody, the rhythm, the harmonies. But that's what makes it exciting, because I'm never sure which of those pieces is going to inspire the full song first. Sometimes it's one line, and I know that I want that to be the tagline of the chorus, and so I build everything around that. Other times it's a melody, and then I pick the key, and then we go from there. Other times it's the rhythm first. I play tembek, or Middle Eastern drum, tembek tembala, and sometimes it's inspired by a beat I hear on that instrument first, and then it, you know, building from there. When I wrote On This Wave, I was out with friends in 2019. In the summer of 2019, I was in Armenia for 6 weeks volunteering in the villages, running day camps for the children, teaching them hygiene tips and, you know, English and things like that, and just bonding with them. And there was one night where all of us were went out dancing and hanging out, and we were in a very crowded, super, super crowded room. And I became overwhelmed with this feeling of feeling out of place. And I remember I sat down in the corner of this bar and I started writing the lyrics to On This Wave. And so with this song, it was the lyrics that came first. And I felt like I loved seeing everyone have such a beautiful time, but I felt like I was on a different wave where I was just sitting and absorbing it as opposed to being immersed in it. I felt like I was looking from the outside in. And so On This Wave is really about feeling a little out of place and sort of finding empowerment in that and finding comfort in that, and that that's okay. And most of the lyrics are me questioning, you know, does anyone else feel this way? And so I wrote the lyrics down, and that's what inspired the intro of On This Wave, because you hear a bunch of people talking and you hear really loud bass, but just the low end, as if you're like right outside. And I, the tricky part was, I was trying to record a voice memo in this super loud, like, bar, essentially. And you can barely hear like the little melody that came with it, that came next. And the melody was that bass line, the climbing bass line that runs through the whole song. And as soon as we got back from Armenia, as soon as I got back to the States, I immediately produced it. Started with that bass loop, drums, super simple, and then that piano loop. And that was it, and that was On This Wave, and that's how the song came about. And I actually have yet to perform On This Wave live, but I'm hoping we get to soon. Here I am, surrounded by the beat of everyone's drum, wondering if I'm the only one with a different rhythm, a different rhythm, a different rhythm. Wonder if I'm the only. I think the best things in life happen when you are so present that you get too lost in the moment to where you're not worried about tracking time. And that's the same with creating. I feel that the best creations come from completely getting lost in it, where you lose where you are, how much time you're taking up, everything. You're so immersed in the process that nothing else matters for that hour or for that 2 hours or for that session. And honestly, those moments, whether it's when you're playing live and you get lost in the performance and you forget where you are, but in the most beautiful way, because you're taken to this whole new dimension. It's those moments that made me want to do this. But I'm writing constantly. In terms of writing a full song, last year I did a song a month, and that was really fulfilling because I started a song from start to finish each month, and that was a super rewarding process. But I would say I write every day. In terms of a full song, maybe once a week or once every couple weeks. In terms of full production, fully producing a song, I would say once a month. But I think it's those moments where you get pulled to do it that are the most sort of organic and powerful and rewarding. Clinkin came to mind at the peak of quarantine on a Saturday night where I missed being with friends. I missed, ironically, being in the similar environment of where On This Wave was written, where I felt out of place. Being in that environment where you're with friends, you're celebrating, you're dancing, celebrating life together. The idea of clinking came to mind because I remember feeling, I miss the sound of two cups hitting each other. I miss that sound because that sound is so symbolic of something bigger, right? Of this thing that as humans we all need, which is each other, which is being with each other, which is laughing together and sharing those experiences together. And that's where the idea of clinking came from. And so I built it all around that. And it was a Saturday night. I was alone in my room. And I was just sort of fiddling on the guitar. Just sort of, just jamming, practicing, really. And I went back and forth between these two chords. And suddenly I found this little pocket that I was playing. And so with this song, it was the guitar, the little guitar. It was rhythmic, so we can call it like a guitar rhythm that came first. And then I heard the beat, so I made that next. And I wanted to add a cajon because I wanted it to feel raw. And so I had the cajon, and then I had the clavas. And then I had my friend Lance from UCLA come in and record some sax. Because I knew I needed to hear some sax or some trumpet on there. And then my friend Trey came in to play that bass line on a live bass. And that was it. With both On This Wave and Clinkin, the songs really came together very rapidly, very easily. Sometimes I feel like when I'm building a song, I black out for an hour, and then I come back to reality and there's a song in front of me. If I were to give advice to other artists and writers out there, I'm still learning every day, but one sort of overarching thing I've learned in being an artist and in life is remembering why you do it. Because it's easy to get lost in the pursuit and the chase and forgetting why you started chasing this in the first place. And that's because it's something that you love, that it's because it's something that makes you feel understood, that it's because it's something that's been there as a healing factor for all of us, whether we're on the creating or the listening side. And let that be your driving force. Don't let comparison with others be a driving force. Don't let numbers be a driving force, because then you start to sort of lose that fulfillment if you're worried about arbitrary results instead of the why. And I feel that by focusing on the why and by focusing on the craft, the rest will come anyway.
Now for your listening pleasure, the song Clinkin, played in its entirety.
On your mind the same way you're on mine. Do you think about me? Not at all, that's fine. But I don't think that I believe you. Cause what you feel, I feel it too. Don't have to admit it, that's alright. Does the thought of me weigh on your heart the same way yours does mine? When you hear my name, does it catch your ear the same way you cry? I've been thinking, what you drinking? Let's get clinking and cheers to this mess. So fill your cup, bottoms up, feel the love. Don't think about the rest, don't think about the rest. You up, cause you're my insomnia. Caffeine love, rush of adrenaline in my blood. But I wonder, how do you do it? Cause you always get right to it. And I'm good at keeping a secret. So tell me, do I cross your mind the same way you walk all over mine? Across the room I see you and walk right up to your side. Cause I've been thinking, what you drinking? Let's get clinking and cheers to this mess. So fill your cup, bottoms up, feel the love. Don't think about the rest, don't think about the rest. You drinking, let's get clinking and cheers to this mess. So fill your cup, bottoms up, feel the love. Don't think about the rest, don't think about the rest.
This is Lisa again, and I want to take this moment to applaud the team at loveandlaughtermusicgroup.com. A safe and knowledgeable spot for musicians who wish to learn more about writing songs and recording great music. This episode is a product of livingcrazybrave.com, another hub where musicians can cultivate new awareness about what it takes to honor the sacred art of making honest music. I have been writing songs for and with artists for years now, and it's so refreshing to find an artist that keeps the pressure on and keeps loving what they do. If that sounds like you, and you've been at this for a time, don't be discouraged. You might never hear from the guy on the East Coast who heard your music and cried because it said all the things that he felt after a life-altering change in his life. Or the teenage girl in Denmark who feels like you are talking directly to her, and because of your song, she now has a new perspective. You are making an impact, even though you may not know it. So keep up the good work, and make every song better than the next. And like Krista, love what you do and strive to do it well.